Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
Here, and we give God praise for all of you. And again, I just want to encourage you to please, anyone new here today, be sure to take that Connect card and take it by our Welcome Center before you leave. I got a little sticky note that I keep here in my little notepad when I go anywhere to speak. And I was just looking at it again. And it looks like a third grader's handwriting. It's like, man, you need to work. You need to work. Either my eyes are getting worse, one, I don't know. It says, prayer is work, but prayer works. Preaching is work, but preaching works. And so that's what I'm believing for right now, that our prayers are going to work and God's word is not going to return void. Well, over the last couple of weeks, if you've been here with us at Mount Olive, whether on campus or on the live stream, I've been preaching to you a series that I have called One. Say One. Each one, reach one. Each one, reach one. Really something God had put on my heart as we are moving and journeying toward Easter. And this series I'm calling One is about lining up our lives to God's purpose to reach ones that are unsaved so they can become one in Jesus Christ. Each one reach one. Each one representing you and me, the church, and reach one representing somebody that is unsaved. Do you know somebody, a friend or a family member connected to you that's unsaved? I do. I'm sure everybody in here could lift their hands, a coworker, a friend, somebody that is unsaved. And this message that I've been, these messages I've been preaching to you, like I said, is about aligning ourselves up to God's purpose that each one would reach one, that we would share Jesus Christ with the unsaved. We know that's God's heart. We've already talked about that, that we would share Christ. We do that as we care for people. We care about the eternal destination. We care about their soul. We care, and that moves us to share and to prayer. We also learned that we need to have courage to be able to share Christ. And last Sunday, we talked about how we need to be willing to go. Yes, we preach the gospel here in church, but we need to be willing to take the gospel outside these four walls. To go, as Jesus said, into all the world and preach the good news. Well, this past week, the Lord's been dealing with me about sharing a word with you today that will remind you how we can stay aligned to God's purpose. And really, it's amazing how the Lord began to speak that into me and deal with me this week, because it happened on Wednesday when I received an invitation from Coach Cates that's here from North Duplin. He coaches the ladies' soccer team, and the FCA is involved there very heavily at North Duplin. Praise God. We thank God for the leadership there at that school. And the students were leading the devotion, the time there after soccer practice. I was invited to come to maybe just speak just a couple of words at the end if the kids wanted me to, and also to have prayer over them if the kids wanted me to. It's all student-led. And, man, I was just so blessed when that devotion time started, and a young girl actually who have roots and connected to this church is the one that led that devotion and has grown up, and she did an awesome job sharing God's word, and it was amazing to see how those kids were just there soaking it in. But I'm just telling you right now, they're not only soaking it in, they're living it out. Praise God. And thank God for the opportunity to go and to be able to speak something over the kids at the end and to pray over them. That was probably the highlight, really, of one of the highlights of this week, to see those kids so involved and growing spiritually. And I appreciate Coach Cates giving me the opportunity. But when I was there, the young lady began to speak a word. And the word was about being a light for Jesus. About being a light for Jesus. And the Lord began to deal with me on those verses that she was sharing. And it reminded me that if we're going to line our lives up to God's purpose, that each one is going to reach one, then we, the church, need to make sure that our lights are shining for Jesus. We need to let our light shine for Jesus. You need to let your light shine for Jesus. And in Matthew's gospel, you have your Bible, turn there. Matthew's gospel, Matthew 5, verse 14 through 16. If you have your Bible, go ahead and really settle there. Jesus is speaking to a large group of people, and people that are following him, people that are wanting to know more about his teachings and wanting to see a demonstration of his power. They're there all gathered, and Jesus is preaching the word. He's teaching. And in Matthew's gospel, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, I'm starting. Listen to what Jesus says to them. And he's declaring, listen, that word for them is a word for us today. He says to them, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works," or some translations say good deeds, "and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Now, in a room this size, it's hard to maybe ask a question and everybody come in agreement on something that's being asked. But I think right now we could all agree that the world that we live in seems to be growing darker and darker by the day. In fact, I don't know about you, but there's been times, and even here recently, where in certain environments and certain atmospheres, that you can almost feel the darkness. You can almost feel the dark. You can walk into a place, you can walk into a situation, and you can almost... You can feel the darkness. You can almost see the darkness in our day. The sin, the evil, the perversion, the lies, the confusion, the strongholds, the violence. And day by day, things seem to be getting darker. And we the church, that's you, that's me, not a building, we the church, us, have before us probably the greatest opportunity ever to let our light shine for Jesus in this dark world. This dark world desperately needs light, but not just any kind of light. They need the light of Jesus Christ. That's what our world needs. So I want to share with you just real briefly how each one, us, can reach one that's unsaved by letting our light shine in this dark world. Number one, to let your light shine, you must first receive the light. You must first receive the light. I was reading some things about light and the laws of light, and there's this law of absorption, and you have to absorb the light to be able to give light and to be able to shine your light. You must first receive the light. And you're never going to be light before others, before men, before the unsaved, until you have received the true source of light, and that light is Jesus Christ. Jesus even said in John 8, chapter 12, Jesus said of himself, we were singing about the great I am. He says, I am the light of the world. Jesus declared at him upon himself, he says, I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Church, listen to me. We are light, not because of who we are. We are light because our lives have been transformed from a life of darkness to the light of life through fellowship with Jesus Christ. We have the light of life because we have been saved from our sins. We have been redeemed by Jesus Christ. We have light because we have received him into our life. I love what King David said. He says that the Lord is my light and my salvation. He's my light and my salvation. And because we have salvation in Jesus Christ, because we have received Jesus Christ, we now have light from the Lord in us. Light from the Lord in us. The light of life. Light from the Lord. I love what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5. He was talking to the church and he said, once you were all full of darkness, but now you have the light from the Lord. You were once in darkness, but now you have light from the Lord, so live as people of light, for this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Because you have received the light of life, this light from the Lord is within you now, and it's producing something in you that is good and it's right and it's true. There's this light in us that comes by receiving Jesus Christ. I think about a story I read some time ago about missionaries and how they were influencing and impacting people in different places of the world. And one Hindu man asked the Christian missionary, he wanted to know what cream that the Christians put on their face to make them shine so bright. And the Christian missionary said, it's not what we put on the outside, it's who we have on the inside that makes us shine for the glory of God. It is the light of Christ. It is the light of the Lord shining through us. It's the light of Christ. He says, I am the light of the world. And we have this light, the light of the Lord within us, producing what is good and what is right and what is true. You receive this light by coming into the light. John said in John 3:21, he says, whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that they may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God. Let me read that again. Whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that the light may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God. The light that you have in you has been done through God, through Christ. To receive this light, we must come into the light. You have to come into the light by faith, through repentance, through faith in trusting Jesus to forgive you of your sins. You cast off the deeds of darkness, and now you put on the armor of light that comes through a relationship with Jesus Christ. And we come into the light, and when we do, we're declaring that we love the light more than we love darkness. We turn away from the dark deeds. We turn away from the dark things of this world that will dim or destroy our light. The things that can be baskets that cover us and our light, we cast those things off so nothing can hinder the light from being in our world today, shining bright for Jesus. How in the world can we be light if we're no different than the world? Hello? Make that a personal question right now. How can I be light if I'm no different than the world? When God's word says, come ye out from the world and be separate And I don't know about you, but I want to be light. I want this church to be light. And it starts by coming into the light and casting off the deeds of darkness, putting on the armor of light. It starts by receiving Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. And there's nothing that shines brighter than a life that has been redeemed through Jesus Christ. Praise God for that. Praise God for that. So in order to let your light shine, you need to first receive the light, absorb the light by faith that Christ is in you. The light of life, the light of the Lord is producing good and something true and something right in my life. Number two is to let your light shine. You not only need to receive the light, but you must reflect the light. You must reflect the light. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 14, he says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden." A city on a hill cannot be hidden. When you study the Bible and go back into Bible history and the culture, many of those cities that were built during that time, they were built on a hill. They were built up on a mountain for a lot of different reasons, obviously for safety, for security, other reasons. But when people were traveling and heading back toward their home, they could see the lights reflecting in the dark, and that would guide them back to their city. That would guide them back to their home like a lighthouse would guide a ship. The lights would be reflecting in the dark, and people could see their way. They could see the light because it was reflecting in the night. How many of you know that light penetrates through the darkness? And light, it reflects into the darkness, and it gives off a powerful reflection in the night. I don't know if any of you have ever had the opportunity to go there. I've had that opportunity a few times to go into Times Square in New York City. And you know, it doesn't do it justice if you go during the daytime. You need to go at the nighttime because there's so many lights that you can't even tell it's dark outside. And the lights are just reflecting there in the darkness. And it's just powerful to see that reflection of all those lights around you. Light gives off a powerful reflection. It penetrates through the darkness. In fact, I don't know about you, but I can't even sleep at nighttime if just a little beam of light comes into the room. I don't know. Y'all may think that sounds crazy. But if there's any kind of little crack in the curtain and a street light's coming through the window, I'm pulling it tight. If there's if the printer light's on, I've got tape over things, magic marker covered it up. I don't want no light in there. One little bitty light, like the light off of a VCR, it looks like a disco ball turning in the room in there. I can't sleep. I need to be in the dark when I sleep. And the Lord spoke to me about that. You know, light reflecting in the dark keeps me from sleeping. Light reflecting in the dark keeps me from sleeping. In church, listen, when Jesus said that there's a city on a hill, we are the city. We are the city, church. We are the city. You are the city. We are the city on the hill, so may our lights reflect in a dark, sleeping world and wake up unsaved people. There's people right now that are in the dark and they're sleeping, and we want to be the light that will penetrate and reflect in the darkness that will wake them up. Paul said that. Paul said it in Ephesians 5:14. He says, "For the light makes everything visible, and this is what is said, awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light." Let that be our prayer, that this dark and sleeping world, people that we love, people that we care for, that are in darkness, that are sleeping spiritually, that we would be men and women that would reflect Jesus, the light of Christ, more than ever before. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world." We're the city on a hill. The hill is Calvary, where the cross, where the price was paid. We've been redeemed. We've received Christ. And now we're a city on that hill, and we're giving glory to God. We're a light for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And no matter how dark things get in the world, our light should shine for Jesus to the people all around us. And it should be a visible light, not one that's under a basket, not hidden. Jesus says, don't hide your light under a basket. How can we be light if we hide ourselves from the world? Light is visible. Let me ask you this question. Do people see your light for Christ in you? Do people, when they see you, do they see the light of Christ in you? I want to tell you what I believe. I believe that we're in a day right now, as dark as it may be spiritually in the world, that I believe that through the church that we are going to experience a revival of light in these dark days. I believe it with all my heart. People that are around us that are in the darkness, they're going to see people that are full of light, full of the glory of God. We're going to experience a revival in these dark days, and unsaved people are going to see a visible testimony of light through the Lord Jesus Christ and His church. I believe it. They're going to see people. They're going to see people that are full of light, that are walking in the light. They're going to see people of light walking in the power of God, the glory of God. They're going to see people reflecting God's light and love. And it's going to penetrate in the darkness of a godless society. I believe it with all of my heart. Lord, do it. Use this church. Use me. Use me. May when the unsaved see you and me, when they see us, they see somebody walking in the power of God, the glory of God, the light of God, and there'll be an attraction to that light, and they'll want the light that you have. God, do it, Lord. Do it in this culture that we live in. We will be reflecting the light of Christ. I don't know about you, but I want to reflect the light of Christ where I live and where I walk and where I work. Those who are living in the darkness are going to see the light of Christ, and the light's going to be visible. It's going to be a reflection of Christ Jesus to a lost world. Jesus said these words. He said, in the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works. And as I mentioned earlier, some translations say good deeds. That they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Let the people see your good works, because it's going to bring praise to our Heavenly Father. You see, right now, about being light, about doing good deeds, about producing something good and right and true. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about this church. It's about pointing people to Jesus. It's about our Heavenly Father getting all the glory through Jesus Christ. It's not so people can say how good of a person you are. It's about people saying, I want the light that you have. Tell me about the light. It's about pointing people to Jesus. The good works, the good deeds are all about giving God the glory, our Heavenly Father. Listen to what Peter said. Don't miss this now. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12, talking to the church, live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, that they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day He visits us. He goes on to say in chapter 4, verse 11, Peter does, he says, if anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. You see, the good deeds, the light that's being produced in us, it's all about giving God the glory. It's all about giving God the praise. When Jesus said, let them see your good deeds, your good works, those two words, good deeds, in the Greek, you know what it means in the Greek? It means something beautiful. Let them see something beautiful. Let them see something beautiful. Good deeds, it means something beautiful. So it's not just about doing a good deed, but it's about seeing something beautiful come from the good deed that will point people to Jesus. Something beautiful. Go and don't hide your light. You're the light of the world. You're a city on a hill. Don't put it under a basket. Put it on a stand for everyone in the house to see. And go and do good deeds. And may those good deeds produce something beautiful that will bring glory to God. That will bring glory to God. Something beautiful like a soul being saved. I don't know if there's anything more beautiful than that right there. Than somebody lost in sin that is saved and forgiven and redeemed and given a new life. They're born again. That's something beautiful. Produce something beautiful, Jesus said, with let your light shine and do good deeds and expect something beautiful to happen, like somebody being delivered from a bondage in their life. Something beautiful like somebody being healed. Something beautiful like somebody's life and family being restored. Something beautiful like a life that's being transformed by the power of God. When you do those things, produce those good deeds, you need to know that it's just not the good deed, that God's behind it working to do something beautiful. To do something beautiful. How many of you need God to do something beautiful in your life, in your family? That He gets all the glory. Make sure that whatever you do in good deeds, that you do it for the glory of God. Don't go around with your chest all out. The Holy Spirit has got a way of deflating that quick. You just humble yourself and give the Lord all the glory. You don't need no accolades. You don't need no affirmation. I give it all the glory to God. I'm giving Him the glory. I give Him the praise. Because I know that in this good deed, God is doing something beautiful. And I may not even see it at the time, but I know God is doing it. And I believe the key, one of the keys to reaching one is to be light. I want to be light in the place where I live. I want to be light for my family. I want to be light for my friends, light for this church. I want to be light for this community. I want to be light for the schools around us. I want to be light wherever I'm walking, wherever I'm working. How many of you want to be light in the place where you live and where you walk and where you work? I want to reflect light to my wife. I want to reflect light to my boys. I want to reflect light to even my neighbor, my mom, even though she's a Blue Devil fan. I want to reflect light to her. She's already told me she's not coming to church today. I want to be a testimony of light, reflecting Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people in this world right now that are looking to come out of the darkness. You listen, I know you get fed up sometimes and you wring your hands. You're like, how can they? What are they doing? But I'm telling you right now, there is people all around us that are hungry and they want to come out. They want to come out of the darkness. They're searching for help. I mean, I was reminded this week, we had someone in the church that brought a young lady to the church, and she was lost and had got away from the Lord. Pastor Kevin had an opportunity to lead her back to Jesus. She was wanting help, and God moved there. There's people that are hungry for help. I think about what Angel told me yesterday. He met a young man in the community this week who was reaching out for help. And friend, listen to me. There's people all around us, and they want to come out of the darkness. And we need to be ready to show them the way out. Show them the way out. We need to be ready to show them the way forward. We need to be ready to show them the way to freedom. We need to be the way to show them the way to victory, to show them the way to hope. And that's all in Jesus Christ. We need to be willing to show them the way. Show them the way. Show them the way. I'm a carrier of the light. I'm going to show you the way. You don't have to stay in the darkness any longer. You can take a hold of my hand. I know you can't see right now, but just hold on to me, and I'm going to get you to the light of the world. He's going to change you, and you're going to be able to see, and your life's going to be changed, and you're going to be a city on a hill, and you're going to shine for Jesus. Hallelujah. We're living in a time right now that needs light urgently. This is the time that we're living in right now to let your light shine. Let your light shine. This is not the time for you to live in fear of the darkness. This is not the time for you to ride the fence about living for the Lord. This is not the time for you to keep dabbling with sin and the things of this world. This is not a time for you to play games with God. God, help us. This is not a time for you to keep living contrary to God's word. This is not a time for you to be spiritually lazy. This is not the time for you to coast and just try to be comfortable. This is not the time for you just to complain and be negative and be ungrateful all the time. This is the time to let your light shine. Let your light shine for Jesus. Because we have darkness around us, unsaved people all around us, and they need to see the light. And you have a choice to make today. Are you going to be light? Are you going to walk in God's light? I wrote here, it's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord, and we're going to be light in this dark world. I don't care how dark it gets. We're going to be light. We're going to stand on the word of God. We're going to set our hearts on the Lord, and we're going to try with the best of our ability as God helps us through his Holy Spirit to live our lives according to the word of God, because I want to shine for Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't you? I want to shine for Jesus. And I'm not going to bend and bow to the darkness. How about you? I'm going to make a choice today that I'm going to stand for Christ. I'm going to share Christ. And no matter what happens and how dark it gets, I'm going to stay connected to the light in fellowship. My testimony is going to be a testimony of light. My life, your life, is going to reflect the light of Jesus Christ. Make that your prayer. I want my life to be light, the light of the Lord, reflecting him to a dark world. Because people are going to be hungry for the light. They're going to desire the light. They're going to be attracted to the light. And people are going to ask, how can you shine your light after all you've been through? How can you shine your light after all you've been through? How in the world can you raise your hands and praise to a living God after all you've been through? How can you lift your hands and praise the Lord when you've been hurt, when you've been taken advantage of, when you've been broken, you're bitter? How in the world? You should just give up. How in the world can you keep shining for Jesus? How can you shine through all that you've been through? And your only response is going to be, your only answer is going to be, Jesus is the light of my life. He is the light of the Lord is my source. He's my light. That's going to be your response. And people are going to want that. They're going to desire that. They're going to be attracted to that. Because they're going to know you have a testimony of light. You've been through hell. You've been through all kinds of things. But God has been merciful. God has been gracious. He's brought you through. You're still standing. You're still praising. You're still smiling as best you can. But you're giving God all the praise and glory because he is the light of my life. You might want to hold your watch up, Miss Ann. Pastor Kevin, come on, brother, please. Man, I want to be light. I don't want to flicker. I don't want to flicker. I want to burn for Jesus. I want to be on fire for Jesus. I'm not playing games. I don't want our church to play games with God. So all in, sold out, connected to the fellowship of Jesus Christ, that the light is in us and producing something good and right and true. I want to walk in the light. I want to be in the armor of light. I don't want to allow anything to extinguish my light. How about you? I don't want anything to extinguish my light. And when we line our lives up, When you line your light up with God's purpose, your light is going to be a consistent light. Some of y'all, I'm telling my age now, I don't even know if this thing still exists or not, the clapper. They got all this other stuff. Now you just walk in the room, you speak, and it comes on. What is that called, Lisa? Alexa, what is it called? Yeah, that's too fancy. I can't even say it. You know, the clapper. We need God to clap and turn some lights on. Oh, hallelujah. I want my light to stay on. Did you know this right here? I mean, the Lord, you studying and preparing, that in the Guinness Book of World Records, there is a light in the United States at a fire department in Livermore, California, and that light has been burning for over 120 years. I know y'all thinking that's crazy. I researched it. I think there's actually a website you can go on. There's a camera on there. You can watch the bulb burn. You can just watch it shine. In California, there is a bulb a light bulb on a fire department that's been burning for over 120 years. They say it's got over a million hours of use, and it's still shining. And when I read that and thought about the environment that light, it says that the fire department has had renovations made to it, and all the renovations are made around that light. And the storms that have gone through California, the renovations, the changes that have gone on, but the old light is still burning. The light is still burning. And I thought, man, you know what? The storms that we go through, the renovations that happen in our life that are unexpected at times, the changes that we have to go through, the hardships that we have to face, you know what? Our light should still be burning. Our light should still be burning. And our lights are going to burn because Jesus is building his church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. My light, your light, my light. You are the light of the world. And you're going to keep shining for Jesus. You're going to keep shining for Jesus. Would you stand with me, please? Would you do so very reverently? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you just bow your head right there where you are, close your eyes, pray. Let this be some personal time right here between you and the Lord. I want to ask you this question. What are you doing with your light? What are you doing with your light? What are you doing with your light? There's this light in you, the light of the Lord, the light of life. It's in you. What are you doing with it? I hope you're producing something beautiful. I hope you're producing good deeds, something good, something right, something true. So God can do something beautiful with your life, with that situation that you're praying about. God, do something beautiful. But it all happens as you first receive the light. You have to receive the light. Jesus is the light of the world. And first you have to receive the light. Nobody looking around. Friend, you may be in darkness now because of sin. Sin will separate you from God. And the wages of sin is death. It's not this physical death. It's this second death. And it's a hell. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Friend, right there where you are, you can receive Christ. Those that received him and believed in him became sons and daughters of God. You can be a daughter of light, a son of light today. The light of the Lord can come in and save you, redeem you, and change your life. But you have to receive the light. It's faith. It's faith. It's faith. And you do it by faith, just believe and trust in the Lord. Nobody looking around, but if you're here this morning and you're ready to receive the light of the Lord in your life, you're ready for your sins to be forgiven, you're ready for this new life being born again so you can be the light of the world, a city on a hill, would you just do me a favor, if that's your heart, to make things right with the Lord, would you raise your hand right there where you are and say, would you pray for me, preacher? God bless you, sir. God bless you back there in the back, sir. Is there anybody else? Just lift your hand where I can see it. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Come on. This is about your soul. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else? You can put your hand down, sir. Anyone else? Right there where you are, you can just say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe, Jesus Christ, you are the Son of God. You came to this earth to save me from my sins. And I believe that you died in my place, my place. You shed your blood on the cross of Calvary, the hill. And you died and you were buried. And on the third day, you were raised to life. And I trust in that work of the crucifixion. And I trust in your resurrection. And I confess with my mouth right now, Jesus, you are my Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And because you live, I can receive the light of life, the light of the Lord. And right now, I receive the light of Jesus to be my Savior, to be my Lord. Do that, do that, do that. Pray it. Pray it, pray it right now. Don't waste another breath. Call on Jesus. Have that assurance that heaven is your home, that you have peace with God through Jesus Christ. Nobody looking around. I'm asking every Christian here right now, if you just would lift your hands right there where you are and make this a prayer, a personal prayer. Father, I pray right now that you would make me light. Give me light. Give me your light. Lord, the light that's in me, God, I pray that it would produce something good and something true and something right. I pray, God, that, Lord, the light that's in me, the light of the Lord, the light of life, God, I pray, Lord, that it would, God, produce good deeds, God, and God, that through that you would be glorified, and God, that you would do something beautiful, something only you can do, something only you can do, God, something beautiful, that through those good deeds a soul will be saved, someone would be delivered from bondage, someone would be healed of sickness, someone's life would be changed by your power, God. Lord, I pray right now, I connect myself to you, Lord. I'm absorbing your light into my life, God. I'm not going to be afraid of the darkness. I'm not going to play games. I'm not going to ride the fence. I'm not going to coast in comfort. I'm not going to complain and be negative. I am going to shine for you, Jesus. I'm going to shine for you, Lord. And I'm going to be a testimony of light. And I'm going to bring the glory and praise to you. And I'm believing.